This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. 99% is a bitch, 100% is a breeze. In his book, The Success Principles, Jack Canfield talks about how it's easier to go all in on something rather than to just kind of commit, sort of. That's what he means by 90% is a bitch, 100% is a breeze. I want to read to you, share with you what he says in this book, in this one of these principles. He says, in life, the spoils of victory go to those who make 100% commitment to the outcome, to those who have a no matter what it takes attitude. They give it their all. They put everything they have into getting their desired result, whether it be an Olympic gold medal, the top sales award, a perfect dinner party, an A in microbiology, or their dream house. What a simple concept. You'd be surprised, right? How many people wake up every single day and fight with themselves over and over about whether or not to keep their commitments or to stick to their disciplines or to carry out their action plans. So what you should implement, and what this episode really is about, is committing to no exceptions, right? Having a no exceptions rule with yourself to stop having these internal battles, right? So for example, if I got up every morning and, you know, my alarm clock went off at 5 a.m. and that's when I decided, okay, I'm going to go to the gym, or should I not go to the gym? I'm kind of tired. I don't know. I know I need to go, but should I go? I could really use a sleep here. Like if I did that with myself every morning, that would not be a good situation for me. Like I'd probably not be going to the gym half the time, because it's so much easier right then and there in that moment to just hit the snooze button, get some more sleep, and, you know, forego the gym until the next day or whatever. And then you just kind of keep on doing that and keep on doing that. The more you break your own promises, the less you'll stick with them. And so this is about how it's easier to go all in 100% rather than just committing kinda, just committing 99%. Right? So let's talk about this no exceptions rule that he lays out. Successful people adhere to the no exceptions rule when it comes to their daily disciplines. Once you make a 100% commitment to something, there are no exceptions. It's a done deal, non-negotiable, case closed. If I make a 100% commitment to publish at least one podcast episode every week, for instance, then it's done. It's done. I never have to think about it again. There's no exceptions, no matter what the circumstances. The discussion is done. I close the door. No other possibility, right? I've decided. Finished. I don't have to wrestle with it every day. I don't have to think about that decision all the time. It's already been made. And, you know, all the bridges burned. It just makes life easier, makes life a lot more simple, keeps me on focus when I've made a decision, I adhere to this no exceptions rule that Canfield talks about, and it also frees up a ton of energy that would otherwise be just spent just debating with myself over and over and over again, internally debating the topic over and over and over. Should I do this episode? Should I publish this? Is this good enough? Should I, you know, do I need to really put forth so much effort to be publishing one episode a week? Do I do this? Maybe I should just do bi-weekly. Like doing all that, it's a waste of energy, right? It's a waste of energy. All the energy I expend on internal conflict that I would have been expending on this, you know, if I hadn't made the decision, now I can use that in other areas of my life. Use it towards other achievements, other projects, creating other types of success, and focus on that because I've already made that decision. It's done, right? So if you make a 100% commitment, for instance, to exercise every day, for half an hour no matter what, then it's settled. You just do it. Doesn't matter if you're traveling, if you have a job interview tomorrow morning, if it's raining outside, if you went to bed late last night, if your schedule was full, if you just don't feel like doing it, your energy's low, whatever, you just do it when you're 100%. But if you're 99%, then you've got that 1% variability there. Right, but do you do that when you brush your teeth in the morning? Right, when you get up, you just do it no matter what. Right. If you find yourself getting up and you just went straight down to the kitchen, started, you know, drinking your water and starting getting ready for the day, you jump in the shower, you forget to brush your teeth. You don't leave the house without doing that. You go back, you do it. Doesn't matter how tired, how like busy you are, how late you are, you brush your teeth in the morning, right? You just do it. So whether your discipline is to read for an hour, to practice the piano 5 days a week, make 2 sales calls every day, learn a new language, practice typing, you know, shooting free throws, doing sit-ups, running 6 miles, meditating, journaling, praying, reading, spending, you know, quality time with your kids for an hour a day, whatever else you need to do to achieve your goals, commit 100% to those daily disciplines. And that's what will get you there. That's what will help you put those successes on cruise control, so to speak. So another really great example I want to share with you from his book. If you want the book summary, by the way, you can get that at getflashnotes.com. I would highly recommend that you actually get the full book as well, by the way, because there are so many knowledge bombs in the success principles. And this is the final one I want to leave you with here. It's so important to go 100%, right? This 100% commitment also figures critically in other important areas. So for instance, the workplace. Consider what a commitment to just 99%, right? 99.9% quality would mean in the following situations, okay? Check this out. Going 99.9% rather than 100% would lead to the following destructive scenarios. 2 unsafe landings at O'Hare International Airport every day. 16,000 lost pieces of mail every hour. 20,000 incorrectly filled drug prescriptions every year. Imagine you go to the doctor doesn't give you the 100% proper prescription for whatever illness you've got. He gives you the wrong dosage, you die? Come on, man, you want your doctor to go 100%, don't you? What else would it mean? 500 incorrect surgical operations performed every week. Imagine you got a family member you love. They're in there for heart surgery. The doctor screws it up because he's not 100% committed right now. He's not fully there 100%. And that 0.1% that he was off his game that day meant someone you love died because he didn't do the procedure properly. What else does it mean? 22,000 checks deducted from the wrong account every hour. Your heart failing to beat 32,000 times every year. You see why going 100% is so important? 100%, such an important percentage. Just think about how much better your life would be, how much better the world would work if you and more people were committed to 100% excellence in everything you did. So remember, next time you think about giving anything less than everything you've got, 99% is a bitch, 100%. Is a breeze. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.